Up Live, your show. You bring up anything. It is the Saturday edition. We're taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. If you're a normal Saturday night listener on a radio station, you don't get the weekday show. You have no idea where we are. Mark, where are we?
We're up here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the Rogers Campground.
Pennsylvania?
Did I say Pennsylvania?
Lancaster, New Hampshire, excuse me.
All right.
Whatever.
It's all right. You can drink before the show on Pork Fest.
And we're here for Pork Fest.
We are here, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, 2009 edition. It's been a great time so far. We've been here since Thursday night, so we've done Thursday and Friday shows live out here at Rogers Campground and are surrounded by hundreds of the most interesting, fun, great people that I think you'll ever meet. The activists here, the liberty-minded people that are moving to and have already moved to New Hampshire, are just some of the most amazing, outstanding activists and people I've ever had the chance to meet. And I always have the chance to meet so many of them over this weekend. And it just keeps getting better year after year.
It's certainly
my understanding
that
a lot
bigger.
More people are here this time than before. And that's despite the fact that the location has moved to a campground that is a little more remote than the one that we were at last year. But nonetheless, it didn't keep people away. They're still here. And, of course, we're surrounded by great Free Talk Live listeners here who will be socializing as the evening goes on. So it's still not too late to come by. If you are in the New England area, you might want to drop by. Lancaster, New Hampshire tomorrow for the morning hours. There's still a few things, I think, that are scheduled. We can go down the list of activities and talk about some of the things we did today. Of course, we'll still take your calls. That is the point of the show. You're welcome to dial in and talk about anything. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. But since we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there, as I mentioned, there are all kinds of outstanding people here. And we had a chance to talk about this man on Thursday night's show, but we didn't actually have a chance to interview him because we're just always packed wall to wall with people and different people moving in and out. So we just grab whoever we can grab. And Mike Barsky is with us, activist superstar. We are talking, of course, about Mike, the article that you wrote that we published over at freekeen.com about how before you moved to New Hampshire, you were kind of a shut-in almost. I mean, as far as you didn't really get out and do very much, and now you're everywhere. There's any activist event here in New Hampshire, you go to it, it's very likely Mike Barsky is going to be there. You're ubiquitous in that way.
I definitely was a shut-in. It was voluntary. I thought I was happier that way because I never had found anyone with like values. And now that I'm here, I'm trying everything to get out. And actually, I was just thinking earlier this afternoon how Porkfest, to me, is like a microcosm of the Free State Project, because there's still just too much to do. I could not do everything I wanted to do this week.
Yep. You know, it's got to be very hard for people that believe in smaller government, less government intrusion in people's lives, to be out there in the other 49 states, and as their governments progressively grow and grow, and you know, they certainly can talk to people that believe in smaller government who aren't willing to do anything about it. You know, they can go to a tea party or something like that, and I haven't seen the government shrink after the tea parties, but the people that want to do something about it, they've got to be very, very lonely.
Yeah, and in addition to all the actual activism, it's just much more pleasurable life for me to be around like-minded people who, you know, I've said this a number of times to new people I've met here. Back at home with my family and whomever my friends were, there would be arguments about black and white issues. Just I could not express the logic in a way that they could understand, and it's just very significant disagreements that were like showstoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And here, there's disagreements, but it's about nuances. It's about which flavor of activism or which type of, or what's the definition of minarchism. It's very small stuff. We're all like-minded, and I just so much more comfortable.
Speaking of flavors of activism, one of the things I wanted to point out that was going on here this weekend, in fact, I believe happened multiple times, was your, what you call the Pimp My Activism seminar. And what is Pimp My Activism? What is all that?
Well, it stands for Practice Makes Perfect, and that makes up the Pimp and Pimp My Activism. And I had started it a few months ago because I had, you know, moving here and then starting to get active and dealing with cops in the civil disobedience way, I didn't know what I was doing, and I made a lot of mistakes, and things could have gone smoother, and I didn't accomplish my goals. And so I thought, hey, why not make a way so you could practice tense situations and get used to what practice tactics for dealing with cops and judges and whatnot. And so we've had numerous seminars in various parts of New Hampshire, and also there were two scheduled here at Porkfest, and it was so popular they added a third today.
That's great.
And are we learning things like respecting the judges and the cops to some extent is certainly goes a long way in getting treated better?
That has been brought up, I think, all three times this week. I also point out to the people who attend that I'm not telling them how to do it or what's right or what's wrong. We're just practicing things, and you can take out of it what they want.
Yep.
And people have mentioned, you know, you got to give respect to get it, meaning to cops and whatnot.
Sure.
Other people have practiced a scenario where they treat the cop like the servant that they on paper are, and it was very rude, and it played out, and some people thought that was good and others didn't, so we're just practicing tactics.
It seems to me there's a fine line between being respectful and being kind of pathetic and obedient, right? Because if you're so respectful, then you'll stand for the tyrannical judge every time he enters the room, but most of the people around here would not stand for...
I'll stand for the judge when he stands for me.
A judge.
Good call.
Well, he's standing as he's walking in the room.
Would he stand for me if I walked into the room?
Probably not.
I've often fantasized about saying if a judge ever told me I was to address him as judge or your honor, I'd ask him to call me IT tech support guy because that's my title.
Right.
It's a neat idea. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Mike or any of the guests that we have while we're up here, you're certainly welcome to dial in and talk about them. So it was so popular that you did it a third time today, and people obviously saying good things about it. Where can people go on the internet to experience what this is like? Because they might want to try to do something like this where they are. It's a great opportunity for people to get together and share ideas and talk about something that really doesn't, I don't think, spark a lot of discussions around Americans. I mean, first of all, who knows how to handle the cops? Secondly, who's out there really showing people the ropes as far as how to do that stuff?
Well, Pimp My Activism has a website. It's pimpmyactivism.info, and we have up there all the videos of the practice sessions that we've done, and in some of them, or most of them, we have actually video of some discussion that happened afterwards, and each video has a threaded discussion forum so people can comment on the tactics just like they would if they were in person. And I did just learn this week, that there's a couple of guys down in Florida who are actually going to be moving up here in August who have been doing their own pimp sessions down there. So just like you said,
that's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Great.
It's Mike and Neil and a couple other guys have been doing it on their own, and they brought some ideas that we try here this week. It's just awesome.
One of the things that you see here in this movement a lot is the people that will start something are very eager to have others duplicate it. It's not like it's my idea. You know, I came up with Pimp My Activism, so you can't use it. I'm going to sue you if you use the term. No, you want to get people out there doing similar things because liberty benefits. We all benefit from
that. I completely agree. Actually, they, up here at Porkfest, they were walking around with a bullhorn making announcements, and they announced it each time as Mike Barsky's Pimp Your Activism. Come on. It doesn't even matter. It's just everyone.
Because your name now, Mike.
I'll take it.
You got a brand.
Awesome.
So speaking of brands, I got a tattoo up here.
Illegal tattoo.
An illegal tattoo of a voluntary symbol and a porcupine, so everything's going on
here.
Very
cool.
The porcupine symbol being the symbol of the Free State Project members, you know, peaceful little animal until you try to mess with it, in which case you could get a mouthful of quills.
Exactly.
You mentioned a lot's going on up here. Let's talk about that briefly. I mean, you've been here pretty much all weekend. When did you get here?
I got here Tuesday.
And oh, so an extended pork fester.
Yeah, and still wasn't enough.
Well, it wasn't enough time?
Not for me.
Well, there has been a lot happening, and it sometimes has been difficult to choose, but what are some of the favorites for you this weekend? Not just the events, but just experiences, reflections on what you've experienced?
I think my favorite aspect of this was just being able to walk all over this campground, and it's, I don't know, five to 10 minute walk side to side, and walk anywhere I walk, and I knew people, I knew almost everyone, and everyone knew me, and we're saying hi, and we were there for the same reason. We all like liberty in our various different from our various different angles, and it was just so comfortable walking through wall to wall people camped out. You know, some people had microwaves at the campground, some people were roughing it, some people were in a hotel, and we're all here as friends. It's just fantastic.
It seems trite to say it's like coming home, but it really is like coming home.
It's more of the family to me than my family is by far.
I know we took you away from your game. You guys are playing some Magic the Gathering over there in the corner, so enjoy. Thank you, Mike, for everything you do. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Saturday edition of the show. Just because we've got an inordinate amount of guests on the program doesn't mean we won't take your calls about anything. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. You know, we're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the program, taking your phone calls about anything as always, with an extra added interview element because we're here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2009 edition, Lancaster, New Hampshire's Rogers Campground, surrounded by hundreds of people that have made the trip, many of them from across the country, some from just around the corner, and some from all around the world. I believe I've heard that we've got somebody at least from Sweden, and there was someone else from somewhere else.
France?
Where? France? That's right. France, it's an international movement. There are people from all over the world that are interested in the Free State Project, and for good reason. There just isn't freedom anywhere else. And there's not freedom here yet, but here we've got a better chance than, I think, anywhere else, because this is the place that is the attraction for liberty activists, because there are already hundreds of liberty-minded people that have moved here. Already things are beginning to snowball, and we're starting to see some real successes.
Its goal is to get 20,000 signers. At this point, we have 10,000 signers. We haven't even reached the goal, but some people have decided to move early.
Yeah.
So there's progress being had.
So we're going to take your phone calls about what you want. Sam is joining us, our normal weekly co-host. Welcome back to the program. We'll talk to you in a moment about your experiences here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But first,
uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of Freedom's Phoenix are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lies of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to Freedom's Phoenix and sign up for a free daily dispatch at Freedom with an S, Phoenix.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and talk to Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Well, kind of everything. Everything Congress and Obama's doing right now is just incredible. Have you guys heard of this energy bill that's supposed to be passed?
I heard that it did get passed, the cap and trade bill.
Right, yeah. It's supposed to be like one of the biggest tax increases in U.S. history. And I think it went through Congress now. It's supposed to go through the Senate, from what I understand.
It also, I'd like to point out that it went through the House of Representatives without there being a copy on hand. They did not have a full copy of the.
They wouldn't have read it anyway.
Right. They don't read this crap that they force us to abide by. But I just think that it's interesting. I was watching C-SPAN because I'm just that kind of cool guy, some of the Republicans that were against it were grumbling about, well, we don't even have 350 pages of this thing. And, of course, 8 Republicans still voted for it. God bless their souls.
Yeah, I just think with that and the $6 to $8 trillion automaker and bank bailout, along with the national health care plan Obama and the Congress was planning on pushing, it seems like I'm living in Atlas Shrugged, you know?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
It seems like the government can just do anything it wants now without anyone saying anything, and Americans, they can't. They won't do anything about it.
You can say things about it. You just can't do anything about it. I mean, if you want to avoid going to a jail cell, if you're willing to take that as an option, then your options really start to the menu begins to open up as far as what you can do. If you're willing to take a risk that you understand could result in a cold cage for you, then you get a lot more choices on your plate.
So, Mark, I got to ask, when you move into Galt's Gulch?
that's a good question. I want to see a little bit more happen there first, but I mean, there's an argument against that,
I think it's legit. There's progress going on here in the Free State Project, but yeah, and there will be more when more people move. But I can see why some people would want to see progress before they pick up their whole lives. And
it's fine. We can do all the hard work without you, Mark.
Well, no.
Thanks for the call.
You guys have been talking about this, idea of secessionism or state independence for a while now, but I don't think it's too radical. I mean, the government now is openly about a little over $70 trillion in debt. Most people can't even fathom that number. It's done with. It's just
a matter of when.
Get on board now.
Yeah, just a matter of when, not if. Hey, Mark, thank you for the call tonight from Indy. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So just to kind of give you an idea, a flavor of what was happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we'll just talk about some of the things that were on the list here, the itinerary for today. There was a shooting session this morning at Brighton Early. People could go out and get trained on how to improve their marksmanship. Plus,
and lots of gun safety training. I've noticed that the people that are involved in the shooting it's not a bunch of cowboy stuff. They are very interested in gun safety.
Yep, and there were a couple of panels. The Alliance of the Libertarian Left, which I said I was very confused about what that even means. They were here and giving a presentation. Plus, Pete and Jason and Adam from the Motorhome Diaries. We had them on earlier this week. They had a panel discussion about their experiences so far at MotorhomeDiaries.com. There are those things going on, and of course the inevitable cookouts. Now there are the official cookouts, and there are also the unofficial cookouts. And Cynthia this morning, who is one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, and she had a cookout. Did either of the two of you get to make it out for it?
I heard what was planned, and I did see it, but I didn't attend.
My intention was to go, and I didn't know that it was this morning. I thought it was the next morning, and so I missed
Bummer.
That, too.
Yeah, you missed out.
He's just making that excuse up because he has a wife at home.
Yeah. Well, okay, good point, because the event was breakfast being cooked by Cynthia in a bikini, which, you know, hey, she's a good-looking lady.
Yep.
And so I showed up.
Clearly, she knows it.
Yeah, and so did a lot of other people, because there was a fairly decent line, and she said she made out pretty well. It was $6, and I had a nice breakfast this morning. Yesterday, I bought a meatball sandwich from another Free Stater that had just set up shop and started selling things. So I really love the self-starting kind of atmosphere, the very entrepreneurial mindset that a lot of these people have. And it lends a lot to the event that has already had a lot packed in it, and it's been a good time so far. So those are a handful of things. Oh, there was another We Made the Move panel this particular Saturday, which is where new movers who have made it, their feet are on the ground in New Hampshire at this point. They brought them together for a panel discussion to talk about the experience and what it's like picking up from where they were and moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement dedicated to bringing as many liberty-minded people as possible here. So, Sam, what did you enjoy so far about the event?
I have been just hanging out with friends, spending a lot of time at the campsite.
We played some board games today.
We did. And I like seeing all the people that are here and seeing the new faces every year that come in. This year, sitting down in the pavilion, they were serving lunch, and you look out across the crowd, and it looks like any other normal busy restaurant or place, except there's a lot of people carrying guns.
And you also get to look out across the White Mountains, which are particularly beautiful.
Absolutely. And so, there are families that are coming here,
yeah,
with lots of kids, and it's amazing to see it really kind of reach out across.
I also like to point out that
lots of dogs too this year.
The female contingent is growing. This year I'd say that the numbers are something like 60-40, male to female. And
yeah, really, yeah.
It's not just wives and girlfriends. They're actually single women that are coming to Port Fest and moving through the Free State Project. It's amazing.
All right, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Sam, you're welcome to sit in if you'd like to continue. We'll also take your calls. Saturday edition of the program, we are live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Our toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, brought to you by SACL CAI. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. As always, we'll talk to you about anything. Tonight, though, we're kind of focused on one particular event, and that is the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2009 edition. We're here at Rogers Campground, and people are bringing in the beer as we speak. The party, I believe, has probably already begun, but it'll certainly
begin on Monday.
It'll certainly be getting into full swing again here within just a mere hours. So people are getting together. They're talking about freedom. They're talking about all kinds of things. They are meeting and getting acquainted with one another, and starting to, as I mentioned last night, create friendships that, presuming they actually do end up moving to New Hampshire, many of the people here have already moved, a lot of people are considering moving, presuming they move here, these are people they're going to know probably for their entire lives. There's a real deep sense of community within these this group of liberty activists that have moved here to New Hampshire, and it just keeps getting better as people, over time, get to know one another better.
And many of them are natives also, so I mean, they're not just all
sure.
Movers.
Absolutely.
Issue 15 of Republic Magazine, the Second American Revolution. Talk of the Second American Revolution is spreading, and we, that's Republic Magazine, uncover the truth for you. Issue 15 features the founding terrorists, tea parties, not just for Boston anymore, the committees of safety, quelling the rebellion, Ron Paul, the pillar of the storm, and the enemies. RepublicMagazine.com.
All right, our toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Having a few internet problems here, but that shouldn't prevent us from continuing to talk to interesting people. We're going to take your phone calls as soon as we can find out what's going on with the board operator.
The number again, 800-259-9231. Sam is still with us here talking about the event today. So much happening. One of the other things, I mean, we haven't gone down the full list here. Lots of things for kids going on here. As you mentioned, there are a number of families and therefore the number of young children here, as well as a lot of dogs. And people have been able to go out and do the Porcupine Olympics today. There was a mini golf tournament. Dance Revolution contest was going on, and of course it's a campground, so there's a, you know, there's a pool and playground and water slide, and the playground actually has, Julia pointed this out, the playground has those dangerous things on it,
swings that go high,
the merry-go-round thing, yep. That it's not a real merry-go-round. I don't know if that's the appropriate term for it. When I hear merry-go-round, I think the horsey little horsey
carousel.
Oh, carousel. Okay.
No, it's the genuine old school merry-go-round where, you know, kids can really run and make it fast,
yeah.
and you know, now, yeah, now the kids can't do such thing.
Oh yes, yeah,
all the equipment in merry-go-rounds is all very, very safe, you know, and no fun at all.
So yeah, it's a great event. A lot of people here, singles, families, and of course it's a great time. I see Jason Osborne is back there from Stakel CAI, or he was. Maybe he went off to get some more beer because he is bringing the, as he likes to call it, the reel. He'll be keeping the reel tonight.
That's right. He's number one sponsor of this show.
He is the sponsor. Stakel CAI is the number one sponsor, and he is also an amazing guy who is providing free drinks all weekend long to people. I mean, yesterday he was down there with free beer on tap. I guess it was Thursday night he was up here with free rum. Tonight he's got leftovers. So probably beer, probably liquor, and if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier and you're here, you get to drink free, courtesy of Jason Osborne.
I don't understand his penchant for wanting to give alcohol away to people, but I certainly enterprise off of it.
You enterprise off of it. What does that mean?
You enjoy the beer.
I see. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. I thought you were taking advantage of people while they were drunk, trying to sell them commercial packages or something like that.
That hasn't worked yet.
Toll-free number is, again, 800-259-9231. So again, just kind of going down the list of things happening. Right now we're in competition, or at 8 o'clock we'll be competing with what they're calling Soapbox Idol. And I have to say, I'm a little jealous. I wish I could be there for this. It sounds like a lot of fun. People are going to have 3 minutes. They'll be able to rant on the topic of their choice. So it's kind of, you know, like a little like Free Talk Live, I guess, except uninterrupted ranting down there. And our friend Gardner Goldsmith is going to be one of the judges. Also, Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. She is going to be a judge in that match, as well as the former organizer of the Liberty Forum. So big names here at the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that sounds like a lot of fun. Are you going down for that, Sam?
I'm gonna go down and film it and see if I can catch some train wrecks in action.
Train wrecks? You mean like people who've had too much to drink and are trying to
rant for 3 minutes? Yeah, that could be very funny.
3 minutes is a long time.
Yes, it is a long time on a stage in front of a microphone. You better be prepared.
I don't know if you have to go for the full 3 minutes in order to be judged, or if you can stop early.
Somebody could just go up there and give their their barbarian yelp and walk away.
I suppose you could get up there and do whatever you want. Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. They were doing a silent auction today. And so just a lot happening here. If you've missed it, it's not too late. You can still come out for tomorrow morning. At the very least, you can still meet up and socialize with some of these great people. And certainly you'll want to make a point of marking your calendar for summer of 2010. For you to experience the next Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been a great time.
And it gets bigger every year.
It sure does. They said it was more than doubled the attendance of last year.
Yeah. We just set up for the pitcher out on the lawn and just trying to get a space for everybody and get them all. I had to get the freaking bullhorn out to help
nice.
Guide everybody into place.
Hundreds of people being pushed into one area for a picture is not a logistically easy job.
Nope.
All right, so Sam, any other observations, anything else you want to share with the audience while you're here?
This is just a great time. There's a lot of people out here, a lot of new faces. I do think there is a real sense of community because all of the people here have the same kind of core values and beliefs when it comes to freedom, when it comes to liberty. They have those in common. There's a common place for everybody to start a conversation from, and it's a great place to be around, great environment to be in with a lot of energy.
Absolutely. Glad you're here. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Let's go to your phone call. Steve, listening to WFLA in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi. I really appreciate your show.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Well, I hope you give me my full spiel here, because I've been around all day long talking to strangers, and here's what I say. Do you think the government killed Michael Jackson? And the people usually go, no. And I respond, that's because you don't think.
Now, how is it the government killed Michael Jackson? Please explain.
Well, even South Park, which I've always suspected has government ties, that cartoon did a parody about this exact scenario where he overdosed and he was a threat to the white man and all this stuff. Well, check this out. And remember the Pepsi explosion in his face almost?
Was that an attempt?
Pepsi commercial?
Yeah.
Well, I always suspected that they were trying to disfigure him so he would get out of the public eye. And he just happened to have his head turned. And then...
Disfiguring
then
him doesn't seem to have stopped him from being in the public eye, though.
Yeah, but then they dragged him through the mud for trying to revisit the childhood he never had, calling him a pedophile, which literally was the first thing people thought about when he was pronounced dead. Oh, a pedophile, big deal. So they
now, what I want to know, Steve, is Michael Jackson or was Michael Jackson connected to the murder of John Lennon?
Now, I don't know about that. I doubt it.
Are you sure?
Listen to this. Elvis Presley died of an overdose of drugs supplied by his bodyguards, the same bodyguards who subsequently wrote slander books about him. Now, if the government wanted to kill Elvis Presley, they would infiltrate his security detail, become his bodyguards, give him his drugs, and then one day, after getting him used to 50% solution, give him 112% solution of the government's best.
So what's the motivation for the government to kill Elvis and all of the kings of pop, Elvis and Michael Jackson?
Do you know where Kathleen Evelyn Smith, who killed John Belushi, was the night before John Lennon got shot with John Lennon?
I do not, but it sounds like you
might. I thought John Belushi died of a speedball.
He was mugged when he went through the door and gagged and held down and ejected, in my opinion. Will Florida ever apologize for being silent in the face of LennonMurderTruth.com?
What is the motivation? I don't know if you're pulling our leg or if you really believe this, but if you really believe it, what's the motivation to kill off the kings of pop?
Because Michael Jackson was one of the most distinctive individuals in the world, and he was going to make a world tour in 3 weeks and solidify his status. He could have used it. He already saying, we are the world, we are the children. That's the kind of thing the government fears to death. A one man uniting the masses.
I liked when he was in his jammies dancing on the top of the car before his pedophilia trial. I thought that was awesome.
So wait a minute. You think that the government was concerned that he was really going to make a comeback and unite the world again or something like that?
He was going to climb
back. Was Elvis Presley uniting the world?
He was going to climb back and reclaim his credibility at least.
Steve, thank you. I don't know about your credibility. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything.
It's a tangled web he weaves.
We are live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. A lot of fun, a lot of people socializing, getting to know one another, having a good time, drinking. There's smoking going on, gambling. There's even a game of Magic the Gathering happening right now.
Lots of expensive cigars, too.
A number of board games, a lot of fun, kind of a taking it easy kind of day. It's been a whole taking it easy weekend as far as I'm concerned. It's been a good time. And, of course, so we'll tell you a little bit more about Porkfest as the night goes on. Porkfest.com to learn more. PORCFEST.com.
Do you enjoy making your own tools, doing your own repairs, and constructing things out of salvaged materials? If so, James Ballyhoo at PaladinPodcast.com. You can learn about his new survival book, Makeshift Workshop Skills for Survival and Self-Reliance. Browse more than 800 other books and videos at PaladinPress.com. On topics like survival, firearms, martial arts, and more. Remember, it's PaladinPress.com.
All right, let's continue here. We will talk to you if you dial in about anything. And, in fact, I believe we've got author Brian Wright on the line with us. Brian, are you in Michigan?
Yeah, Brian? I'm in Michigan right now.
Okay, and you are a Free State Project member, also author of, you've got, a blog on the Internet. I think it's the Coffee Coaster, is that right?
Coaster, that's correct.
And you've written a book now, The Sacred Non-Aggression Principle. Can you tell our listeners what that's all about? Because you're not only are you a Free Stater, you're also again a self-published author.
I wrote another book about the Free State Project experience called New Pilgrim Chronicles, and that's also been published. That's more of a diary or a journal. The Sacred Non-Aggression Principle is pretty much just a discovery or what have you that I had. I mean, libertarians have always held the non-aggression principle as very important. And, you know, it just kind of occurred to me that I think we need to kind of like elevate it to the highest level of moral principles in society, and that's probably the only real
you're taking it from the non-aggression principle and essentially saying this is more than just a principle, this is a sacred principle, it's much more important.
And it's kind of like, to me, I think we should treat it more like a trump card. You know, we get a lot of people arguing that, you know, there are things we should do as a society or as a government and so forth, you know, to help poor people, to help rich people, to help, you know, this and that. And we really don't have a satisfactory comeback, I don't think, or we haven't, in kind of like a moralistic way, until we get people to understand that this non-aggression principle is like, you know, it's the Trump card. It's the highest moral principle in society.
Brian, and can you tell us what the non-aggression principle is?
Good question. What is the non-aggression principle, the sacred non-aggression principle for you?
Well, the non-aggression principle is just the basic idea that you don't, you know, tolerate the initiation of force against individuals. And, you know, the sacred non-aggression principle is merely the sanctification, if you will, the elevation of that idea to be the highest moral principle in society. In other words, nothing higher than that. That's like the ultimate. And furthermore, what one discovers when you do some thinking about it, as far as you know, the basic non-aggression principle, when you see that, you realize that it not only is it the highest moral principle, it's also like the foundation of every one of America, you know, every one of our American core values, like the rule of law, you know, individual freedom. You name it. I mean, you know, representative government, taxation with representation or no taxation. I mean, obviously, taxation is coercive. So, but I'm just trying to make the point that not only is the non-aggression principle like what I think we should hold it as is the highest ideal for society, mm-hmm. and spread that idea, you know, to just everybody. I mean, not just.
Sure. I think that's what we're here doing every night on this radio program. Brian, if people want to pick this book up, they can go to your website and get it free, can't they?
Yeah. They can access my stuff at thecoffeecoaster.com.
There you go, thecoffeecoaster.com. Now, why aren't you in New Hampshire still? I know that you're a Free State Project member, and I've seen you here before. And did you have to go back?
I'm a resident legally of the Free State. I'm having a tough time trying to... you know, make ends meet right now, so that's basically the reason I'm not at the Pork Fest, Rick.
Well, hope to see you back here in New Hampshire sometime soon. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Robert in Florida, listening to WFTL. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing there today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Robert?
All right. Well, I got a question about Obama, but really quickly, I just wanted to comment on my fellow Florida resident about the Jackson government conspiracy. Yes, I did hear something to that effect down here, but what I also heard is that the next government target will be Oprah for her master plan to change the world paradigm about womanly beauty, because what her plan is to kill what we consider now to be beautiful women, like NFL cheerleaders and Miss America contestants. It's going to be fat-bottom women that need makeup artists working on them 2 hours in the morning, so they're not so unattractive that they can scare a dog off a beet truck. So just want to let you know that
wow.
That is the talk down here in the state of Florida. But that being said, guys, Obama...
Do dogs really like beets?
What?
Did you say chase a dog off a beet truck?
Yeah. So they're not so ugly that they can chase a dog off of a meat truck.
Meat truck.
That's what I'm
gotcha.
My friend.
All right. So what else, Robert? Go ahead.
Is leading the campaign on that. But again, I just want to confirm that there are these theories going on down here in the sunny sunshine state of Florida, which continues to be a sunny place for shady characters. But anyway,
yes, certainly is.
Yeah, yes, well, actually, getting on to our skull with ears, President Obama, he talked about during the campaign about a national defense force, which would be as big and as powerful as the United States Army. And I think he mentioned it once since he took power. I'm sounding like the talking heads there. But since he came into office, that there is plans to do this national defense force, whatever that is. And that's my question to you. What is that, and what was he referring to, and how come we haven't heard much about it since? Or does he have one big 4-8-year plan where to roll that out?
It's a great question.
The short answer to what is a national defense force that is going to be as big, as powerful, and as well-funded as the military, it sounds to me like it's going to be conscription, which is slavery, which to me was outlawed by the 14th Amendment. However,
it's
not like they pay attention to that Constitution thing anyway.
They're not going to call it conscription. They're not going to call it the draft.
They are going to call you inmate if you don't participate.
Yeah. Basically, they are plotting a program, at least the last I had heard about it, and it just keeps popping its ugly head up from time to time. They were plotting a program that would essentially force young people into working for the government in this, what would presumably be this national slavery program. And, you know, they're calling it like, there's a group called Service Nation that's out there.
A nation of bureaucrats.
Yeah. But they're going to, the easiest way for them to implement this to where every American will have to work for the federal government for a specified period of time, the easiest way to implement that would be to go after the kids that are in the government school system, because they already have them as a captive audience, and they basically can hold the carrot out for parents and say, well, if you don't go along with this, then we're not going to allow your child to graduate from the government schools. And of course, most parents believe that there's something valuable to having a government school diploma, and so they'll jump through whatever hoops, whether it's vaccinations or whatever it might be, drug testing, they'll do it, whatever the government is demanding. And so now they're going to start demanding that your son or daughter has to come and work for us for 3 months. It may be longer than that. It may be up to 2 years. Who knows? None of those details, as far as I understand, have been hammered out at this point. But this is something that's on the table, and you can look forward, or dread, rather, this coming back up.
If you don't think that the government bureaucrats think that they own your children, just look at the recent Supreme Court case where the 13-year-old girl was strip-searched down to her bra and panties for Advil.
I mean,
that's how much they think that they own your kid.
And they basically said that wasn't okay. The Supreme Court, didn't they say that was naughty, unconstitutional, but if it was crack, then that would have been all right.
Right. They said that what they were looking for, Advil, did not warrant the level of search that they had done, which to me means that if they were looking for something more serious, like crack or a knife or a gun, then it would warrant that kind of search. So apparently the Fourth Amendment does not apply to your child in the public school system, and you've got to consider that every day when you send them off to the government school institution.
We still have some very interesting people to talk to here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We will take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining us here in a few moments, we're going to have a couple guys, at least one, depending on how we can work the mic technique. We've got a couple of gentlemen from the Alliance of the Libertarian Left. We'll be talking to them about exactly what that is, and I'm going to ask them one of the hard questions, and that is, why the whole left thing? We'll get to that. Isn't that divisive? We'll talk about it. And, of course, the Ladies of Liberty are in the house as well. We'll be discussing the upcoming Ladies of Liberty calendar, which has been very popular in the past.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. Take your calls as well as Bradley Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He is here. I don't know if his bosses or if he wanted his bosses to know that, but he's here. We might talk to him as well. Super cop hero guy. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.